Joining us today, I'm very pleased to welcome Chris Frostad, President and CEO of PurePoint Uranium, to the Northern Miner Podcast for this week's CEO Spotlight. Chris, welcome back.
Hi, Adrian. It's great to be back. Thanks for having us again.
Well, I appreciate you coming back, and it's always great to hear from you. I mean, uranium is one of those stories that keeps investors interested, and we've seen the uranium price edging up in recent weeks here. So tell us, what is new since the last time we spoke?
Well, I think on the uranium front, what we've seen over the last year is really a consistent movement up, both on the spot price and on the long-term price of uranium. I think it was about a year and a half ago, Cameco announced a new contracting cycle, and the equities and the spot price of uranium took a big jump, but it came right off again. And ever since then, we've just seen this steady tick up in both the spot and the long-term, which is great. I mean, the long-term's gone from, I think, around $48 back then to $58 now. And the spot price has come back from $45. It just popped over $60 in the last week or so, which is quite a milestone, actually, for the spot price of uranium. It needs to, it really needs to get up to about 70 or so before we're going to start seeing any mines turned back on. But it's been that consistent upward trend, and it hasn't been caused by any specific announcement or any jarring issue in the market. It's just been a steady increase, which hopefully, we like to think has been driven really by that balancing of supply and demand as we move forward. So that's what we've seen happening on the uranium front. The equities, on the other hand, have been drifting down during that period of time, all of them right across the board. I think uraniums have held up better than most other commodities. But, a lot of the gains that we all picked up, say, starting about 3 years ago, really have gone away again. So we're back to a bit of a starting point and the bottom of that curve. And so we like to think that with ourselves sitting at a reasonable price and with the upward momentum in the commodity, we're going to see a pretty good fall and the remainder of this year. On our front at PurePoint, we did a fair amount of work in the first half of the year. We do focus on one of our projects called Hook Lake, which is a joint venture we have with Cameco and Orano. We're just starting out into a new area over there. We sit adjacent to and on trend with NextGen Zero deposit and Fission's Triple R deposit. And our partners have been very supportive financially and technically in advancing that project. So we were just moving into a new area. We started to come into something very exciting, and we're just getting ready the plans now to head back around the end of this year to carry on.
So you have several projects, I think seven, I believe, in the Athabasca. Mm-hmm. And this one you're just discussing is the Hook Lake project, and you have another joint venture as well, right? The Smart Lake project?
We do. That's a joint venture we have with Cameco. We own 27% and they own the remainder. It's a project that we did one drill program on about 12, 13 years ago, and we hit uranium in the first drill hole, but it was right around that time that things really started to light up next door with Fission and the whole Patterson Lake corridor. And so all of our attention and money sort of moved over into that area, and that's where we've been working since. We've recently, though, gone back with Cameco. We've looked at a lot of that core, that rock that we drilled back then. And now, because of all the work we've done nearby, we're really understanding the nature of the geology and the rock that we're looking at much more so than we did 10 years ago, because we're on a different side of the province, if you will, from where all of the existing mines currently are. So it's kind of a new area. So we're also putting together proposals for to carry on and continue work at Smart Lake with Cameco. They're anxious to get us back out there and move that project along as well.
Interesting. So where do things stand then with both of these joint ventures? I mean, you got to be happy with joint ventures with the likes of Cameco and Orano. Is one more ahead than the other? Are you drilling?
I think Hook Lake is certainly far more advanced than Smart, although it's a much bigger project. It's a larger area. So at Smart Lake, we really only have two or three specific target regions that we'd be drilling, and we're going to be starting out there this year, probably with just some geophysics to narrow down those targets. Whereas at Hook Lake, we're far more along the curve, if you will. We just moved into, as I was mentioning, into a new area. It's called the Carter Corridor. And for a number of reasons, it looks to be far more prospective than where we've been before. And it's another area that we only drilled once about 12 years ago, started hitting uranium, but again, moved over to where all the action was. And we're going back there now. Last winter, we did a program where we were doing fairly large step outs, like about 800 meters between drill holes. And you can, you know, you can fit 5 or 10 deposits in between that sort of an area. But it was really to try and get a sense of the geology and to determine where we really wanted to put some emphasis. And it was on our last hole of last season when we started running into radioactivity and mineralization and alteration and all the other good things that we look for when we're drilling out there. So we've spent a fair amount of time with our partners kind of looking at all of that data that we drew on. And this year we'll be going back to now move into to extend that area where we started coming into something good. And we're all kind of anxious to get back there.
Excellent. So as far as the local communities, is everything working out there? Is it too early in the process?
No, it's not too early in the process. We've been working out in Saskatchewan for quite some time now and right across the basin. Most of our, all of our other projects are only actually on the east side of the province. And we have relationships with all of the communities at this point. There's a number of them in the area where we're working on the east and on the west. And it's important that we build those early relationships with them. We hire out of those communities when we can, and we've done training out of those communities. We've helped set up small businesses and things for some of them. So it is important to get that relationship off early, even if you're not digging a big hole and trying to mine something. You know, there's other concerns, the economic ones I mentioned, and also just to make sure that we're acting as good neighbors out there on lands that they rely on.
Great. So then as we look forward here, in a sense, what are you hoping to accomplish here in the next little while? What does the roadmap look like as we kind of look off into the next, 6 months, sure, a year?
We're always very careful on when we start pulling the trigger on things. And that is, we've been around long enough to have seen a lot of ups and a lot of downs. And we don't want this to be a roller coaster ride. As we got into the summer and realized that the markets were heading in the wrong direction, we were able to kind of pull in our horns and keep our powder dry and maybe not do some of the work we might have done in the summer. But that just makes sure we're here to fight the good fight a few months later. We've got adequate cash in the bank to keep things rolling and to keep a fair amount of maintenance work and other things that we have to get done. But as we head into the fall, I think we're looking at a period when we're going to be able to raise the money we're going to need to not just work at Hook and Smart, but get back out to some of the other projects that are waiting to take a drill as well. So I think, over the next month or so, we'll see a financing probably put together. We'll also see our budgets coming in for Hook and Smart. And, based on how all that goes, we'll be seeing what additional work we might want to carry out early in the new year moving forward.
Beautiful. So as we wrap up then, what is your message to investors? Why should they be excited about PurePoint Uranium?
I think the underlying fundamentals of the market continue to hold. We've been living under a demand-supply imbalance for quite some time, for over a decade now, and we're seeing that turn around. We're seeing on the demand side, we're seeing more and more reactors being built every day, and on the supply side, we're seeing a shortage growing, and we're witnessing that in the upswing of prices. So, right now, I think uranium is a good place to be. I think the equities are at a bit of a low point right now. They're back where they were 3 years ago, so the pricing is all good. And on our front, I think we've got some of the best partners in the world supporting some of the best projects in the world. And as long as they continue to support those projects, I think there's a good chance that's going to be where we're going to see the next discovery. And on top of that, we have another 5 or 6 projects that are in various stages of advancement. We've also seen a lot of good results so far, and we'll continue to work those as well. So, from an exploration standpoint, we think we're working the odds pretty good as being someone who's going to nail this thing sooner than later.
Chris Frostad, President and CEO of PurePoint Uranium, thank you for joining us on this week's CEO Spotlight.